This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Hey, we are joined by her. We are joined by Miss Ukhanyisa Ndoda, the adorable Ndoda, ukhona lapha yana ku TikTok. I'm sure ukuthi na if ukhona ku TikTok uyamazi Miss Khanyisa, the adorable Ndoda. Usekhona ke Miss Khanyisa, hi.
Hi, Ntutukonjani.
Siyaphila kunjani wena?
Siyaphila
nkosi. Our listeners have been waiting for you, man. They've been waiting for you and they want to know ukuthi na Miss Khanyisa Ndoda usiphatheleni njengoba sikhuluma ngeWorld the 8th Day. Kuwena Miss Khanyisa, maybe to kickstart the conversation yethu, iWorld 8th Day ichaza ukuthini kuwena nje personally?
Well, it's like for me, nje, it's one of the normal days. I don't want to lie because on a daily basis, seeing his challenge, giving awareness in Piloyami, chasing his to the Lama Piliswami. So it's like World AIDS Day every day. So if first is got December, yes, I can maybe remember the likes of Abonkos, of which I think in my life I always remember them. So to me, it's just a normal day.
So tell us, there are stigmas that are surrounding HIV and AIDS. Siyazi ukuthi na HIV and AIDS has been with us for so long, especially masikhuluma ngokuthi ithe mayifika yabhubhisa la eSouth Africa and also iAfrica yonke. So tell us about the stigmas now and how do you deal with the stigmas surrounding HIV and AIDS?
Well, the stigmas now surrounding HIV and AIDS, well, around my life, it has to do with the medication side effects. I get teased a lot, you know, on my live. Just recently, I had an engagement with somebody who said, I look like the way I'm ARVs have made me look solemn. So you can see, now the stigma that I get to deal with, the stigma, the medication side effects, or rather, the stigma of this journey, another common stigma is it has to do with PrEP. The PrEP is that medication that one would take to prevent urban HIV.
Yeah.
So you'll find people commenting that, why should we take pills every day to avoid taking pills every day? So yeah, I think so far there's a stigma, but when it comes to being identified as positive,
Yes. So I know Gutsa, now you've been vocal about your status and now we have seen you kuma TV screens amaningi. We have seen you just being an activist of inini HIV and AIDS. I wanna know Gutsa, now there is like with social media unama bashing amaning. People will always bash you whether wenza kahle noma wenza kabi, but they do have something to say. How do you deal now with maybe the negative comments from the public?
Honestly, one thing about social media, there is that block and delete button. And in many cases, I use it for my advantage. You are coming for me, I remove you, block you with immediate effect. And of course, one thing that has helped me to be able to deal with all these negative comments is self-acceptance.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you have accepted yourself, you love yourself, I don't think much can bring you down. They can try, but
Sikhuluma no adorable Ndoda on MUT Radio, Shaping on the Future. She is telling us about her journey as simazi ukuthi na she is an HIV activist. Sesimbonile ko SABC 1, sambona nje nasendaweni eziningi, being vocal about inina status sakhe. So I want to know, Miss Ndoda, kunalezi zinto ezikhona yabo kuma social media ukuthi na sikhona i cure, you understand, sekhona ikhambi Kiora, what do you have to say kuleyo ndaba leyo spreadayo nje kuba social media day in and day out?
I'm glad you asked. Just a few days ago, I was talking to my friends online, telling them about my experience on the inbox day. I'm always getting comments from people asking me for my opinions when it comes to Kamara. Apparently, it's pure, and I don't know that. So I get a lot of people asking me, Ndobana, do I really, really think it's working and things like that? And I have had, you know, an engagement with a friend who took that, you know, cure.
Yeah.
But it didn't work. So I always tell them, Ndobana, until it is announced by at least WHO, the World Health Organization.
Yes, yes.
It is not cure. However, I don't know. I really don't know. Maybe there is cure somewhere and we just don't know. Usually you'll hear people say, hey, someone who can bring cure, they will, you know, allegedly.
Yeah.
But so I honestly don't know. But at this moment, as long as I'm still HIV, was diagnosed 2012, and I still have HIV, I don't think there's cure. If it there was, I'd be cured myself, you know?
Mm. Tell us about your journey since 2012. I know, Gutena, maybe what mautholo kokuqala ukuthena indeed you are HIV positive. And then now the journey of acceptance, how easy or how hard was it now to know ukuthi azokuthini? I'm HIV positive and the only thing that I can do is to spread the awareness.
Oh, well, I'm not going to lie. You know, healing takes time.
Yes, yes.
Healing takes time. It took me, it took me many, I don't know if I will be accurate if I count,
yeah.
But it took time. But, you know, with the support around me, I was just blessed with people that were so supportive, my family, the friends that I decided to disclose to at the early stage, they were so supportive. So that has helped me a lot, you know, to become the person that I am today. You know, less worried about what HIV is going to do to me.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think with the support that I've received from the people close to me, it really helps me to also accept, because I've had people say, hey, Mina, when they found out that I'm HIV positive, they started separating spoon and all of that. I never went through that.
Yeah.
I never went through that. So the support around me really molded the person that I am. Yeah, I think so. And it's easy to accept when there's less rejection around.
You know? Hey, I remember, I'm not that too old, but I'm old. I'm a 90. I'm a 90 kid. Laponje. I remember kutena ngempela abantu they would like, you know, bengafuni ukudla ngento edle ngayo, bengafuni maybe ukuthinta into oyithintile wena, just because there is this misinformation about the HIV and AIDS. Ngifuna sivale Miss Ndoda, sibheke ukuthi now, what is the importance of complying with the medication now as umuntu who is living with the HIV?
Well, I'm going to speak about you is equal to you and untransmittable equals to undetectable.
Yes,
that means
yes.
That when you take your medication continuously and you adhere, your viral load will drop to a point where you will not be able to transmit, you know, the virus to your unborn child, your sexual partner, or other risk. I'm not sure about that, but yes. So the benefits of taking a medication as well, I mean, you don't need to look like roasted you and things like that.
Yes.
So when you take your medication, you get to live longer with, you know, little symptoms, you know, because, you know, if you can remember back in the days, there wasn't enough medication to treat the HIV.
Yes,
people
yes.
looked like people that we couldn't recognize.
Yeah,
I don't even want to describe them. So the benefits of taking medication, you is equal to you, which is everything at this point, because a lot of us are still going to get married and maybe to negative partners, you know. And you know, sometimes when you get into marriage, there's that thing of, hey, we want to have babies. And our fear will always be, oh my God, we're going to be infecting our husbands and things like that. So with you is equal to you, it's really the thing. I think it's one of the benefits at this point, you know.
Nice. We're speaking to Umis Adorable Ndoja. We love you so much. Ukhona laphayana uVanguard uthena, she doesn't know how much we appreciate her. Ukhona futhi laphayana ubani uthulile uthena uthuli uthena, go girl, much love. We are live on MUT Radio Shaping on the Future. Miss Ndoda, I do have another question, just one question from our listener on our side. Ukhona laphayana uthandiswa eAbela Residence uthi, maybe we need to know, what is the difference between HIV and AIDS, and can you have HIV without AIDS?
What is the difference between HIV and the AIDS? Is
yes.
That the AIDS, like, it's that advanced, you know, HIV. The one that has more complications, the one that can easily take you away from Earth, you know.
Yeah.
But, it is manageable, but the patients, sometimes they don't get to survive.
Mm.
With HIV, it's a virus that wants to attack our immune system, but with the right treatment, you know, that we can take, it's manageable, it's treatable, and yeah.
So Umuntu can have the HIV without the AIDS?
Umuntu can have without the HIV, without the AIDS. I have HIV, not AIDS. So
oh, yeah.
Possible.
Yeah, that's nice. Miss Nota, maybe your last words. Siyazi ukuthi na it's festive season and abantu bayajabula. Bayajabula. Your last words maybe to all the people out there ukuthi na bezinakekele ngazo yonke indlela. What can you say to people and also your followers?
I started that campaign of saying, guys, it's PrEP, you know, it's condomized and do it yourself. Because, you know, like, there is so much high consumption of utjwala. And to many of us, like myself, I got infected under the influence. It was so hard, you know, to accept because I knew that my HIV wouldn't have been in my system if I was not drunk that night. So with all these alcohol consumption, kunzima, and amabonasa pumile, people will be having a good time.
Abanye
will, you know, taken away, window away, they did not even approve. A lot can just happen. So what I can tell everybody, the viewers, is that take PrEP, you know. PrEP is pre-exposure. You take it before exposure. If you know that you are one person who's always exposed, you know, there's many ways that we can contract the HIV. You need to take a PrEP. Should you be in a situation where you are molested with one night stand, things like that, you can take PEP. It's post-exposure. These medications that I've calculated, I've mentioned, is that they do protect you if you were not already infected, you know?
Yeah,
condomize, guys. Please use condoms. Stay alive.
Yeah.
And if you can, because one thing that puts us at this pressure of doing things that we're not even comfortable to do is money. You know, a lot of young people now, because of money, they are doing things that things that are very much shocking.
Yes.
But if you need money and you can just do it yourself, do it yourself, and you will thank me later because, wow, good rough.
Yeah.
As much as I am taking my medication, there is a million others who are not taking their treatment, and we really do not know who they are engaging with. So, please, guys, take care of yourself, Nje.
Thank you so much, Miss Ndoda. Sikuthola kanjani enkundleni zokuxhumana? People want to connect with you. Ukhona lapha yana uSangozi uthi na we love you Kanye. Wasefaka ama hearts amaninzi nemlilo emninzi. So how do we connect with you? How do we communicate with you for further inquiries? Maybe we want to be your friend, man. You are cool. I must say you are cool and you are beautiful. Yes. Sikuxhumana kanjani now?
My friends can follow me on Facebook, Kanye Sandoja, and on TikTok, Kanye Sandoja. Na pago Instagram di kona.
Yeah.
And my Instagram is suffering. So please, guys, do me that. Check me out. Thank you so much, people, for having me.
Thank you so much, Kanye.
Thank you.
It is MUT Radio.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.